You are listening to the Foamy Heads Podcast, where we discuss craft beer and anything else that accompanies a glass.
Right here, Mitch.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good day, man. I'm so excited.
Me too.
This is awesome. We've got a familiar face with us today, and we've got a couple of new faces we haven't met before. Going virtual today. Mitch, you're hanging out in Chattanooga.
I am.
Drinking beer early in the morning in Nashville here, myself drinking beer in the morning. And what you sipping on there?
I've got Orville.
Okay.
I went Trappist this morning, so it's a good breakfast.
Good breakfast, okay.
Classic.
I'm sipping on Hazy's this morning in preparation for tomorrow. We've got a couple of special guests with us today, Mitch. We've got one that we've had on the show, I think, back in December of 2021, thanks to a former colleague, Steve West. Shout out to Silver Piston and then Steve West Photography. Oh, that dude is he's going good. But Ale Sharpton in the house, ATL's own craft beer influencer behind some of the coolest collabs in the beer industry. Piano Key Stout with New Belgium, and now Ale Max One collab. Ale, what's up, man?
Hey, man, pleasure to see y'all again, man. This is really dope. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. This is great. Ale, we met at, I think it was Inner Voice back in 2021. That was, I believe, opening year for Inner Voice.
That was when they just opened, right in that corner there. And that just makes total sense with what's going on with Ale Max right now, which we're going to get into. But yes, yeah. We were there. We did a dope session. A few people came through, and there's some surprise guests come say hi, because that's the beer community in Atlanta. We're all cohesive and support each other. So that was an awesome time.
That's great to hear, man. Atlanta's beer scene is going strong for sure.
Yeah, we got to get back down there and do a tour again.
Mitch, yeah. I think when we went there last time, we hit quite a few places. And Inner Voice ended up being, I think, one of the last ones we went to, because we were talking with Steve West, and he just out of the blue mentioned, he was like, hey, if you don't know Ale Sharpton, he was like, kind of big thing in the Atlanta industry, and then surrounding areas, like even bigger than just Atlanta. And he was like, if you guys want to do something, you know, let me connect with him and see if we can get his number. And it just happened, man. I mean, like, we were talking with Steve on a Friday or Saturday, and then in Sunday we were at Inner Voice, and Ale shows up, and people immediately just kind of like, oh, there's Ale. Like, everybody knew who he was when he just walked into the scene. So, I didn't know what to expect, honestly. But Ale, just being a down to earth dude, just some dude that just loves the beer industry and wants to promote everybody around him, you know, kind of lift everybody up with him at the same time. Ale, we appreciate you joining us today,
man.
That's
really dope. Thank you, man.
And, Mr. Craig Stroud, special guest with us today. We've just met probably about 15 or 20 minutes ago, but this is the mad scientist behind the whole Ale Max movement. Mr. Stroud, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys? Good to be here. Doing okay.
And then we've got Christina Albetta. Did I say that last name correctly, Christina?
You got it.
Okay. She's very heavily connected with the whole Bearded Irish Scofflaw marketing strategy that's going on right now. We're glad to have you on today as well, Christina.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Craig, tell us a little bit about this. So I want to get straight into Ale Max, because we want to keep this kind of relatively in you guys' time frame. But I want to understand a little bit behind the history of Ale Max from, you know, the first year that you guys started doing this, all, you know, Inner Voice, all the way up to right now, and what the whole vision is. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I think I'd start by saying, at its core, it's about connection. It's about connectivity. And really, it's about connecting two very different communities. But when you connect them, you start to see that there are many a parallel between the two. And so it's funny, we talk about Inner Voice, and even before we started, went live, we were talking about the connection or lack thereof based on where we were during COVID. So, you know, again, the story started around then, you know, just Air Max Day came around. I'm an avid sneakerhead. And so, you know, I'm hanging around on a couch with the fam and we all have on our Air Max. We take our pictures and then we post them, right? We fast forward to 2022 and we're all back outside having fun. I called up a bunch of friends ahead of an Air Max Day, which happened to be on a Saturday, and said, hey, let's meet up for a beer. And the beauty of the craft beer scene, especially in breweries, it's super kid friendly, especially in the daytime. So kids are running around, we're drinking beer, we're eating food. And so I started to get the gist or the thought of like, maybe this could be a thing because, you know, obviously L being a close friend, we've got a lot of friends here in the Atlanta beer scene that have started to venture out and do their own thing. And I think everyone had that itch and, you know, it's like, okay, I want to do something, but it felt like it needed to be coming from my point of view and me being a marketer, you know, by trade or, you know, by career. I just started to look for the outages. And this felt like a very clear outage in terms of bringing different cultures together. And so that was the gist of it. We mentioned Inner Voice. At the time, I was living not too far away from there. They make killer IPAs. Oh, and shout out to the guys over there. Rhett is actually a huge Air Max guy as well. So, you know, started to kind of like ping the idea off of Ale and put the plan together and said, hey, man, I need you to help me to promote this because I don't know anybody, right? I just know my friends, right? And so he's like, I got you, bro. You know, let's put this together. And ran it past the guys at Inner Voice, and they were solidly in from the onset. And, you know, within a month's time, we put everything together and launched a really successful year one event. And so that was the gist of it. And I think throughout the process, it's always been about trying to draw those parallels between the sneaker and the craft beer community. And so limited releases of this particular beer, which is, you know, it's nothing new to the industry, but I think in the fashion that we're doing it, it takes on the life of what you see happening in the sneaker community. So at a long but high level, that's the gist of where it came from. And, you know, after year one, and I'll leave it with that, after year one, I kind of felt like this has scalability. I think this is something that could grow and really share our passions with a lot of other folks. And so, you know, this year, the folks, the kind folks at both Monday Night and Bearded Iris were stoked about the idea of partnering. And, you know, here we are.
That's awesome. And I know that in Ale Sharpton, who better to partner with, you know, for something like that. And in the Atlanta industry and then even in Nashville, because Ale's no stranger to Nashville. I mean, he's been a fan. I know, Ale, I'm speaking for you. I want to let you talk about it. I know you've been homies with Bearded Iris for, you know, for the longest time.
Absolutely.
And then Monday Night, you know, straight from the home base in ATL, you know, it just kind of seems like a good fit.
No, you're right on point, man. And Craig, we had meetings about it once he told me about the idea. And I mean, I couldn't go to the first one. He had one, just a chill one, ironically, at Monday Night. And this is a time when I was out of town, but he really wanted me to attend. He's like, dude, you know, when he came to me with it, and I was like, he's my boy already. And me and him are very fresh. We're all about kicks. We're all about style. We talk about clothing all the time. And this is in his marketing genius with Craig. You know, I love marketing as well. So then you had that. But Craig really had this great idea with it, merging the two. And it was like a no brainer. And we picked Inner Voice initially because of their IPAs, which was really cool that you guys said we met there. But then after that, for the next year, we always had powwows and talked about what would be the next best destination for the following year. Mm-hmm. And it only made sense to go with Bearded Iris to do it in a different city. They're really, like you said, they're homies. I've known them for a long time. The relationship is there. And then Monday Night, I mean, I used to go to their garage tastings when they were like literal garage tastings in the back of their house when they had tastings on Monday Night. So that relationship was there. And then Craig, I mean, it was perfect symmetry to make this happen for year two. And we're really excited about what the future brings.
Shout out Peter Kiley, Monday Night Brewing.
PK.
We had Peter on the show, Mitch.
Yeah. It was that same weekend. Probably.
Yeah, I think it was. That was the time we went to Atlanta, and mm-hmm. I can't remember how we ended up scoring that, but I think it was you, actually.
Well, Monday night opened up a destination point in Nashville.
Yeah.
And Peter was there, and through a few bartenders and people in the industry we know, we got to meet him. He invited us out, showed us a really good time, and that's every brewery after that came out in support for us visiting from Nashville. Atlanta was extremely hospitable. The craft beer community was awesome. So
I love, yeah, that's so great. When Monday night opened up in Nashville, the Preservation Society, you're right. That's where we met Peter Kiley. He was there for opening night. And we had somebody come down and talk to us and was like, you know, we were kind of talking about what we do. And he said, well, let me go introduce you to Peter. So we walked up and he was hanging out with a couple of friends. He was like, yeah, next time you're in Nashville, you know, holler at me and let's see what we can do. I don't know if he knew we were going to take him seriously, but we did.
He mentioned like not a lot of people respond back after I, you know, send an invitation. I'm like, well, we will. We've got four wheels. We'll show up.
And that's what we did, man. We showed up. We drove. Peter Kiley was super hospitable. We've been fans of Monday Night from the get-go, you know, mm-hmm. so and being able to take two, you know, big, I would venture to say probably two of the bigger craft beer breweries in the Southeast, you know, taking Monday Night in ATL and Bearded Iris in Nashville. It's a good combination and a good move in general, Christina, for you guys as well from a marketing standpoint, because Bearded Iris is just killing it in the IPA game. You know, they were the brewery during COVID that when everybody shut down, they were just doing something every other week. They were releasing a new IPA every other week.
Man.
And they've been doing that for a while.
That hurt my wallet, man.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. But that kind of makes sense. You know, you take something like the Ale Max One, this year's release, from an IPA, and then you take somebody like Bearded Iris, which totally makes sense. You know, there's a couple of IPA, you know, giants in Nashville, and Bearded Iris is definitely probably the biggest one. So being able to take them and do it, and then Monday Night, which is just, they're just known for having their footprint in the craft beer industry, and not just Atlanta, but we get their stuff here too. So being able to just have access to them in general is great. Yeah. And it's amazing. I want to talk about the actual Ale Max One release this week. So you guys have two different IPAs. You have one that's releasing in, well, first of all, so Ale, you've got tonight's release at Monday Night in Atlanta, and then Saturday the 23rd you're going to be in Nashville, and you've got two different IPAs releasing for the Ale Max One this time around, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're I'd say I mean same name, but an interpretation of each of the brewers, different takes on it. So I mean I think you know, it was just amazing to think about that process between the two, and how they approach it differently. Even in the briefing process, when we talked about that, Elle and I, when we talked to Peter about it, it was very different than us talking to Brandon about it, or at least in the approach. I think in whatever we do well, as an individual, I think sometimes we can really nerd out in how we present things. Like if you are if you're a brewer, then someone says, hey, come with, you know, your best recipe, then, you know, you're going to pull out all of the stops. Me as a marketer, I think it was like, okay, how do I articulate what I envision this beer to be? And I think what was interesting about my approach to that, and then Ale providing a filter, if you will, and, you know, almost a conduit between, okay, the interpreter or, you know, because he speaks both languages, right? So it's kind of like, okay. And so literally with Peter, it was a series of words, right? It literally was a series of words to describe the feeling, the descriptors of the beer. It was crisp. It was spring, budding flavors, slight haze, floral, Lupo Max, fluffy, secure, all of these things. And then it's like, okay, Peter, go do your thing, right? And, you know, and that's what he did. And the beer came out amazing. And Brandon, having had the chance to meet him before, I'd already spent a ton of time with Matt Moore and Christina, and they're like, in the marketing space, it was really good just being with my peeps and having these mm-hmm. conversations and nerding out on that piece. And so I'm like, well, man, how can I best describe this to Brandon, who I hadn't met? And so I went through, I put a slide together. It was like a visual slide that had like a mountain range with like green pine literally there was a reference to Tribe Called Quest in there. And nice. I was talking about balance and a max IPA and this idea of like the percentage being 1987 spelt backwards and it just being 7.891 in percentage because that's the year of the Air Max One beginnings. And so I think he was like, okay, this is interesting, but I can get behind it. And he played back his version of that in a couple of days. I think it was a really rich conversation. Al, would you agree? It was, it was just interesting.
They were loving it. I mean, but talking with a brewer, like a head brewer or brewmaster for that point, there's going to be some technicality that we have to respect what their kind of mm-hmm. concept is for it. But once they listened to what we wanted, and Craig and I strategized first how sweet we wanted it to be or how bitter it wanted to be. We had those conversations, and Craig is more of a hazy guy than me. But hazy is the style that blew up IPAs. Mm. It really helped transition to those naysayers who say beer is all bitter. And a lot of the hazies are more toned down, a little more fruity, a little more less aggressive on the palate. So we wanted to make sure the strategy was there in terms of the ABV as well. And we thought between 7 and 8 would be a safe place because then it will bring a little bit of that sweeter build to it. But also many people will be like, wow, beer can be sweet and bitter at the same time. So, and then the manipulation of the hops, that's when they come in. The brewers, the head brewers, they're like, oh, well, then this hop will be perfect for that. If you want that floral, this one will be good. If you want a little bit of that citrus, a little of that grapefruit, a little bit of that peach. So we had our tasting notes ready, but they had, being the interpreter, had to be further interpreted by the brewer. So it was a really dope process.
That's cool. Because it's cool to be able to talk to somebody like Peter Kiley versus somebody like Brandon. You've got two completely different personalities.
That's right.
Yeah,
two completely different mindsets. And you guys kind of got, you have a completely different hop profile when you're looking at Monday Night versus Bearded Iris. You know, Bearded Iris is always typically more mosaic forward. So like their home style is single hop mosaic, right? And then their double home style and triple home style, like they're known for their mosaic forward beers. And that's kind of what they took that, they leaned on that, and then they kind of moved out a little bit, putting some Citra, some Centennial in it. And then Monday Night kind of went a different direction they went more like passion fruit forward and pineapple, at least from what I could get out of the hop profile. I haven't tasted either one of them individually yet. I plan to hopefully soon. But taking like Ruwaka hops, Strata hops, like those, Necrolon hops, those are more passion fruit for me. They're more pineapple-y. So it's a little bit sweeter. So ale, I can see your point as being able to say, there's one that's hazy that kind of blew the IPAs up into the scene, but then you have something that's more of a New England IPA, but not quite as hazy, but more fruit forward.
That's right.
There's all different kinds of spectrums for IPAs like that.
That's right. We didn't want a beer we could chew. It's more about the sippability of it, which was really important as well. So
yeah. Tell us about the 7.891, because that stuck out like a sore thumb to me. I was talking with Mitch about that prior to, and I was like, no brewery ever releases a beer with an ABV and describes it to 3 or 4 decimal places. Yeah. So I actually went and Googled it, Craig. I went and fucking Googled it because I was like, there is no way that it was this specific without any reason at all. And Ale, it was either you or Craig that kind of hinted at it just a minute ago, but tell us where that ABV concept came from.
I mean, it was purely based on paying homage to, the inspiration. That's the year that everything started in terms of like sneaker revolution. If we think back to the Air Max One and, you know, leveraging in their commercials, the Beatles, Revolution. Like, it is literally, like, it revolutionized the whole idea of, like, the air bubble was a thing, right? So in a cheeky kind of way, thought it was a cool little nod. I mean, you know, thought that, like, some would probably be like, dude, like, who's going down to that level of a percentage? I thought just probably more marketing that it'd be interesting to talk about, and just these little Easter eggs on the cans. Yeah. That you could notice, and, you know, some would, you know, I think our, you know, more craft aficionados would be like, really, dude, seriously? That's, you know, but then someone who's more of a sneakerhead might take a look at the back of the package and see on the information panel that it looks very similar to the side of a sneaker box in terms of the information that's been placed on there and how it was done. So the whole design of the can as well was really meant to pay homage to that part of the community. So in a lot of ways, this is the perfect mashup, right? In our eyes. And so, you know, what was really cool about this process and working with Christina and team was, I mean, there wasn't much that we put on the table that they weren't intrigued by. And it was more like, instead of like, well, what about this? It was more, yes, and tell me more. And like, Christina's rad like that. Like, she was like, and then we would be on calls together riffing about these things, the three of us. And then sometimes, you know, like Elle, you know, Christina and I and Matt, and, you know, shout out to Seth. Like, we can't forget Seth, like, because the conversations that, you know, initially Elle had with Seth to, like, you know, introduce the idea. And, you know, he said that he was a fan of it and just was like, man, I wish you guys would have reached out to us last year to kick this off. But in a way, I feel like it was the perfect path from where we are now.
Oh, my gosh. In the beer community, you don't let me tell you how many times Craig and I were talking to people and they're like, man, why didn't y'all come to us first? Wait, you know, we just wanted to get something popping first and just, you know, inner voice was a perfect launch pad, very intimate. The size, and let's just see what happens. You know what I mean? Let's see the beer come out right. The whole thing's the intricacies of making things perfect. And Craig's a perfectionist as well as I am, so we just wanted to do it right. And there's a future with this, so we'll make it happen. But it's such an honor to work. Again, Seth, you're right, Craig, was the main connector. I said, Seth, I got a surprise for you, bro. You got to meet my boy, and we got to rap to you about this. And he was very, very intrigued. And then we had that Zoom, and he's like, oh, I'm totally with it. And then working with the great team at Indie Brew, they are open. That's the key thing. They're open minded to see. Okay, let's try some things. We know they're gonna benefit from this just as much as we are. They, you know what I mean. They get to see more different people coming in, diverse crowd, and that's what LMAX is all about. You know, I've always been about diversity myself, and this was just another perfect thing. Not only working beside one of my best friends, but also just making something really for everybody to know and celebrate craft beer.
For sure.
That's right. Well, and, you know, I think we are all, as beer lovers, when you go to a new city, the first thing you do is say, where's a local beer? Where do I need to go? That's what you do to experience a city. And so, you know, being in Nashville and there are still people that don't know about us yet. And this is an opportunity. When we have collaborations like this, this is an opportunity to reach more people. It is, as Craig said when we started, this is all about community. But the cool thing about this collaboration is that it is a commitment to creativity and innovation and excellence on the beer side and paying homage to what Nike did on the sneaker side. So that constant iteration, right? So, you know, the Air Max is changing and moving and growing, but it's everybody's interpretation, but it's still that base foundation. And so that's why the collaboration with Monday Night in Atlanta and Beard Iris in Nashville makes so much sense, because this foundational idea allows you to grow and try new things. You know, when we're talking about the recipe for Bearded Iris, it was like, well, you know, Rich, you said it perfectly. We're going to lean into what we know, like our OG ingredient of Mosaic. But then how are we going to iterate? How are we going to make this current? And that's the same thing that any good brand should do. But when you're looking about it, it's yes, it's about great beer. You got to have great juice. You got to have great marketing. But at the end of the day, what's going to bring people together? And if this can be a catalyst for conversations about, how we're more alike than we know, and togetherness and camaraderie. I feel like we need that these days. And I just have to give huge, huge snaps to Ale and Craig for bringing this idea to life. The amount of work this has taken is huge. And you know, a good idea is just a good idea until it starts to get off the page. Yep. And they have really brought this to life. And we're just so honored to be a part of it and looking forward to some big celebrations today and tomorrow for Ale Max. And then on Tuesday.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. One other thing I just want to say, this is community right here. This call, this, look at it. Look how diverse this is right now. Yep. This is beautiful. We're representing so many different people on this one call, and this is what it's all about. And, you know, the craft beer industry has definitely taken a hit within the last year or so, but it's ongoing, and everything goes in waves, and it's only going to get back to where it needs to be. And this is one of the events that will help that.
Ale literally just took the words right out of my mouth. Like, I'm looking at my screen right here, and I'm seeing all cultures, you know, multiple genders and all this stuff. But the one thing we have in common is this right here.
Hey.
is what we're sipping in our glass. And me personally, Ale, I'm a big cigar guy. So I've spent a lot of time in the cigar industry. I've worked for a couple of different cigar companies throughout my life. And the one thing I realized that I was able to translate over into the craft beer industry when Mitch and I decided to start talking about this is that when you sit down with something in your hand, whether it be beer, whether it be cigar, it's the equalizer. This right here is exactly what levels the playing field for everybody. Mitch, myself, Ale, Craig, Christina, we're all on the same playing field. We're drinking something in a glass right now, and we're able to share something. It doesn't matter, man. I'm not playing. I've met policemen, firemen. I've met millionaires. I've met, you know, all kinds of walks of life that I would never, ever, ever be able to meet unless I'm sitting down with something in my hand that resembles something similar to what somebody else does. So craft beer in the industry is an equalizer across all different peoples in the community, because Mitch, when we were in Atlanta, we would have never met Ale. Mm-hmm. You know, like, Ale wouldn't have been somebody that we would have come across unless we had a similar interest in mind. And when Steve was like, hey, you guys like craft beer, Ale's big in the craft beer industry in the area, you guys should link up, and we just made it happen. It almost felt like we were just homies from the get-go. It was were never like, there wasn't this period where it was like, oh, well, let's kind of get to meet it. No, we jump right in. Ale just jumped right in and started talking. And Craig feels like friends just from the get-go, from when there the moment go. He jumped on today. He was you know, we have that great equalizer. And having Christina on board, too, from a marketing standpoint, like, all of us are a level playing field. You know what I'm saying? And something with the Ale Max Day and the Ale Max One is a good representation of multiple industries, multiple backgrounds of people coming together to share what they like about a specific industry.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rich, can I just interject on one thing? Please. There's a good chance that you would have met Ale regardless, because
he's everywhere.
That's how tapped in, that's how connected he is in the city in terms of, like, yeah, I think sometimes, you know, and I see it as a friend, there are a lot of instances where, you know, it may come across as him just being a influencer or he's the beer guy, but I gotta tip my cap. The guy does so much more than just that. He's a writer. You know, I mean, like, he's a champion of his friend's ideas, you know, and he's a connector, right? So I think in a lot of, you know, he's a creative too. Like, I mean, these are the things, and if you ever get an email from him, he's going to tell you that he does all of these things in the sign off, right? He's like, all of the things that he does in there, it's like a list of 50 things, but I can say that he does them, and he does them very well. So there's a good chance that you may have met him either way, but to that point, I think that's all we need in a lot of instances is just an opportunity to peel back the layers and have a conversation. If we think about breweries outside of, like, you know, a dartboard or, you know, some beer bar game or a TV, most of them are pretty bare bones, right? You are going there for a very specific purpose. And after that, everything is open for dialogue, right? And if you don't want to talk to somebody, you just got to move over to the next bench. But similar to, like, sneakers. And I think all of the parallels that, like, lay in this area, it's generationally agnostic. Your grandpa, because, you know, Air Max have been around for 30 years now, could probably have a pair in his closet and probably only wear them for comfort. Whereas I'm still, you know, and, you know, an older guy with younger kids, I'm still into sneakers because, like Taylor's earlier point, walking out the door, there's just in our culture a sensibility of being fresh. And you passed it down, and now I've got a 2 and a 3 year old that are running around and understand the difference between an Air Max and a Jordan. And you might say, well, man, that's weird, but you know, my 4 year old is doing division, so it's not weird. Trust me.
Hey, as a guy with a 4 year old, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Greg is being a little bit modest here. His kids are dressed to a T, and I just couldn't imagine being 2 or 3 years old back in my day and wearing some dope ass kicks and running around and going on slides and all that. But his kids be laced, man. Craig's got them the sneakerheads at an early age.
It's true. But it's all about intentionality. And that's what I've loved so much about what these two gentlemen have brought to this collaboration is that whether, you know, you think about sneaker style and your, you know, your look and what you're looking for or beers, it's all about intention and it's all about where you're coming from. And so there's just, as Craig said, there's just so many ways that these connect and where else can we look for connections, right? That's really the goal here. And I have to say, these two have now ruined me because my first pair that I'll be wearing tomorrow is being delivered today. And I'm like tracking it on my phone and getting all freaky about it. And like, I'm a member in Nike. And I'm like, this is crazy. Like,
I can't wait to see.
You brought me in.
She's going to show up. I know she's going to show up tomorrow with the fresh kicks on now.
Ooh, I'm literally tracking it, praying. Although, for all you listeners, just saying that all sneakers are welcome. Any style is welcome. This is something for everyone. We want to celebrate your style. It might not be an Air Max. It might be something else. Just like with beer, come one, come all. And we will.
I'm super glad to hear that. I picked up the Aldi drop.
Mitch literally posted yesterday his fresh Aldi kicks yesterday.
Yeah, and they were like $13 or something.
Yeah,
$12.99.
Yeah. Mitch has hit like homeowner / dad mode with those fresh white Aldi's kicks that he has on.
I got matching crew socks to go with them.
Nice.
He said that to me, and I was like, yo, okay, do you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? They'll stay together for the whole event, you know.
I know, right? Yeah.
So Christina actually brought in a good segue to where I wanted to go next. Let's talk about Ale Max Day. So we've got tomorrow, we're in Monday night in Atlanta.
Today is Monday night.
Oh, today is in Monday night, and then tomorrow is Nashville, Tennessee at Bearded Iris. So talk about Ale, Craig, Christina. Let's talk about Ale Max Day in Monday night for the release tonight and then leading into Bearded Iris tomorrow in Nashville.
Yeah, I think what you'll expect to see, there aren't a lot of overly special bells and whistles. Like, I mean, it's about the community. It's about connectivity. The backdrop is going to be music by one of our other homies, Sean Fallion, who, you know, his name is Sean Fallion, be everywhere. And he is everywhere. Like, he DJ promotes and does a slew of things across the country. He happens to, he's from Philly and happens to make Atlanta his home, but he's a part of our friend group. And he's spending at both locations. You know, we're going to have, obviously we're going to have like some amazing Ale Max One there. And, you know, like there will be walking displays on most of the folks' feet, right? There are going to be a ton of Air Max in the building, probably 30 years worth on the feet. And then, you know, we've got some special setups from some of our friends, you know, Soho Gallery, shout out to the guys, to our guy Z at, you know, in Hendersonville. And then our guys, Justin and Trey over at Music City Vintage. Both are going to have some tables set up showcasing, you know, some sneaker collabs. And, you know, we'll have a small capsule collection for people to buy into if they want something, you know, a keepsake, nostalgic T-shirt or sweatshirt to take home with them to commemorate the moment, you know. And I mean, it's just going to be good music, good vibes, and, you know, hopefully a lot of people just having great, you know, conversations and vibing out.
Definitely. That sounds awesome. I can't wait for tomorrow. I want to drive down to Atlanta tonight, but.
Oh, you should, Mitch. You should. I need some of that Ale Max from Monday Night Brewing, Mitch.
come on,
Craig. I think you might have to bring up some up for us, right? Because we don't have a downgrade of what we need to exchange.
we've got a small entourage of friends that are planning to make the trip up. Elle decided to fly, which is always a good look. But you know, just trying to make sure logistically, like I wasn't slumped over and not able to, you know, make my flight. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna drive. But you know, my wife's coming, and essentially, you know, I had this other weird idea of, okay, you know, you start finding out other friends are gonna go, and it's like, well, what if we all met up at the same time, in a parking lot, and all had on our Air Max, and now this is like Cannonball Run, right? So now we're doing, you know, like this little faux L Max 1000, right? And you know, gonna like, you know, like document it and see if we come up with some decent footage worth sharing with people. But as we continue to look to grow this, I think the idea is like these are the little things that we can do that can start to become traditions, or you know, like things that, you know, formulate the next cool thing that we do. So
absolutely. And I want to make one point. We're going to do our best to make sure you guys have that Monday night version as well. I think that'd be only fair. So Craig and I will make that happen.
Thank you.
But also the cans themselves, if you notice, have different colors on them. Mm-hmm. And that was always a fun process as well. It's representative of a lot of things. Like Craig said, a lot of Easter eggs with the cans and all that. But also there's some individuality. And there's a reason why the colors are that way with Bearded Iris, the colors are the way with this. And people like sneakers are actually, they traded our cans online last year, which is really
That's super cool.
Okay. And again, Craig supervising the design for the can, which is really dope. And I'm all about creativity and design and stuff. And Craig really landed it with this, where it was very it was so seamless a situation where I never had to be like, oh, this is whack. Like Craig comes with that heat every time. And this one is like the different of labels and the way the colors go with the can. It's just such a fun operation, man. And you guys have your own can in Nashville and we have ours in Atlanta, and then it's going to just keep going from there. So it's going to be an ongoing thing, but no can will be the same.
It's such a dope can art between Atlanta and Nashville.
Yes. And I think, guys, colors. One thing, I don't know how much more time we have, but I'd be remiss if I did not mention, and usually L is spot on to hit this point, but we do have a give back component to the project, which I think is super, super cool. And you know, here in Atlanta, like we're tied into two charities, one being Paw Kids, which basically gives back and provides services and really essential needs to underserved communities on the west side of Atlanta. And you know, Peter has gotten me involved in that you know, charitable effort, and I've been loving like getting to know that organization and working with them over the last couple of weeks. And then Gateway Center, which I'll let Elle talk about because that's one that's near and dear to his heart, which is actually a dope endeavor as well.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Craig, for the alley-oop. Gateway Center is you know, homelessness is a big deal. Our people dealing with homelessness is a big deal, especially in a lot of cities, but Atlanta, it's heavy, and we're trying to work on that. But we decided to help leverage the brand. Thanks to Andre and my wife for kind of letting me know, hey, there is one that I've worked with before, and she told me about Gateway Center, and Craig was like, I'm all for it. And so what they're going to do is we're going to have a sneaker drive and inviting people to bring gently used sneakers and provide them and drop them off during the event. We're going to have a special space, a bin for that. And we're going to be giving it to the Gateway Center and helping out those in need. And so again, Craig landed in the very beginning talking about community, and we're going to keep going with that and make that one of our passions as an ongoing effort. So shout out to the Gateway Center.
Yeah.
And they get a free beer if they donate. They get a free Ale Max.
Yeah.
Draft.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which is
going to
be great.
I think I'll tee Christina up on this, but I'll just caveat. We are still working behind the scenes on identifying the charitable component because we have that in play. So it's coming. And I don't know. But I think the cool thing about it is in regards to what we're doing then again with Paw Kids is while they do all of these other charitable services for the community, trying to stick with something that's very close to what this program is about. Right. You know, the charitable donation will be in the form of funds to provide, you know, the community with sneakers, right? And so that's the one thing that we're offering in this particular instance. And so along that lines, I've been talking to Christina about what that could look like in Nashville, and we'll be able to kind of share that super soon. But Christina, please chime in with some other additional thoughts.
No, absolutely. And I think this is, again, intentional connection on every level, right? Mm-hmm. And this is why this is a program that I can't wait to see where it goes and how it grows in the future. Such an opportunity for us to, and to also be responsible consumers and to really have those conversations as well, right? So yes, we're looking forward to that. But I do hope that everybody just to make sure we knows the time. So for Bearded Iris on Saturday, we're kicking off at 4 p.m. at Sylvan Supply. If you've never been to that brew house, it's pretty awesome. It's down on Charlotte Avenue. And tonight, Monday night's kicking off at 7 p.m. So anybody that is listening and later today, I'm going to go down there and do that. So these two guys are going to be jet setting and tired. But I tell you what, it's going to be great because they're going to have beer in their hand the whole time. So
come on.
Yeah, that's why I don't have a beer in my hand right now. No beer in my hand. Now.
Waiting.
And just so you guys know, it is, if anyone's listening to this tonight, it's Monday Night Garage. You know, obviously they've got multiple locations, but we'll be on the west end of Atlanta in their backspace doing it up.
Yeah.
One other point, you noticed that two breweries are working together. They're not throwing up gang signs. There's no hate between one another. Yep. They were like, hey, you know, all right, that's awesome doing it in Atlanta. And there's that symmetry still. And that's the whole thing. We're showing how breweries can work together on one project, which is really cool as well.
Yep. All on this team together.
Yep. As we close up here, I am curious, what beer would you pair with what sneaker? Your favorite beer, your favorite sneaker.
However. I didn't know Mitch was going to come out with this one, man. That was awesome. I like that.
What beer do you like to drink with what footwear? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Air Max 1 with the Air Max. My favorite is...
Of course.
I'm an Air Max 95 guy. It's my favorite pair because of that casual color. It just murdered it for me. I'm like, okay, I'm officially a sneakerhead. And that was that's the 95s. And I know what Craig's going to say about his favorite Air Max pair is, but that's mine. That's what I would do.
What?
It don't get more original than that right there. Look at that color scheme right there.
Dude, and the only reason
I'm only putting up the one is because, you know, we just canned at Bearded Iris, and I don't have the can yet to then, because like there was a point where I was considering wearing mismatched shoes, right? Like wearing a blue one and a red one just to truly fit the theme, and I just may do it.
Do you have the blue ones, Craig? Because I wanted to get the blue ones, but you can't get them till today because the blue is being re-released this year. I know way too much about sneakers now.
Christina's an expert now in the sneaker game. She didn't even know it.
Look at Christina. You make me shed a tear, Christina.
You got AL crying.
Telling you, man. And I just got my alert that my sneakers are at my front door, y'all. So,
yes,
that's a good day.
I bet you Craig has that pair, though. I would not be surprised. And
Craig doesn't know
what we're wearing tonight, so we're gonna be surprised.
I'm definitely not telling now, but don't tell. This is the part now, and you just have to
have the same shit on, Craig.
I think it's a safe bet we won't, because I just kind of know where you'll go. And where I'll go, you probably know where I'll go, but
this is how you can tell that you're in the midst of good people. So like literally in my mind, as I'm a data guy. So as a guy that's always constantly looking for, you know, trying to fill the void, trying to fill the loophole and find the next thing. Like as a guy, as we're going through this discussion, you know, in my head, I'm always thinking about what's the next piece we're going to talk about. And I didn't even have to do that today. So, I mean, like we literally, my agenda was to say, let's talk about what we're doing now. Let's talk about Air Max Day. And then my literal next thought was, Air Max Day is, you know, Ale Max Day is cool, but what's the vision? What's the go forward approach? Why are you guys doing what you're doing? And then Craig and Ale just jumped in and said, you know, hey, there's a bigger reason as to why we're doing this. Yeah, we're paying homage to the sneaker industry, but at the same time, we're helping out our community, our homeless people in the community. And Christina literally jumped on and was like, hey, this is not just about releasing a beer. This is about the why, right? That's literally what this is about, is the why. So I didn't even have to think about that. That was going to be my next question, and you guys jumped in. So we made this natural progression, right, between, hey, this is what we're drinking, this is what we're releasing, to this is why we're doing what we're doing. And Ale hit the head on the nail on the head when he was like, you know, it's about beer, but it's about a greater purpose. You know, it's why we're doing what we're doing. We've got such a, you know, we've got a homeless problem in Atlanta that we're trying to solve. And then Craig jumped on and was like, you know, it's great that we're talking about sneakers, but we really have a reason to why we're doing what we're doing. And then being able to have Christina on too, to be able to kind of put all of that together. And then Christina, also the fact that you just mentioned your shoes just landed at your front door. Is
literally
kind of
my
ironic.
Husband just brought me the box and I'm like going, don't get on camera. Don't get on camera.
Yeah, you can open them if you want. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We got to see this on the show.
Well, this is the first. A sneaker reveal.
Hey, yo, this is going to be a big hit for Foamy Heads.
Let's go, Ale.
Well, and I will tell you, because beer and sneakers are all about innovation and style, mm-hmm. and pushing limits, for my first pair, I decided to go with something that is...
Craig's looking at that drum roll right now.
I might not have seen before. Oh, got the...
Nike. Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, and I do have to say, this will be relevant in a minute, that my husband is 6'5". And so I got the new...
Ooh, yeah.
Double.
Hey.
Oh, double Nike. Bubble.
Double bubble, baby.
double trouble. Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
I see you.
I mean... So, and I, of course, I love ATL. I'm also obviously Bearded Iris. I mean, mm-hmm. I get the pleasure to work in both places, mm-hmm. But went with the red and black style. So I'm going to get a double fire. Lift on these airs, so man.
I like it. Dude. This is dope. Dude, this is dope.
Good work.
The only thing is, I'm wearing those same ones tonight.
You're going to have to go to the mall, Christina.
It's competition now.
Well, it'll be a good photo op, sir.
No. I'm totally kidding. Those are fire. Go, Christina. Yeah.
So good.
I think you're alive.
I like it.
I'm excited.
Make sure you have closet space.
I know, no, right?
Gonna come next. God.
Killing
we're gonna be on. We're gonna be on like a text thread in a couple of weeks with Christina, not talking about anything marketing. It's gonna be like, hey, did those sneakers yet? You were in the queue. Did you get them? Like,
yeah, man. You started.
You went to raffle now.
Yep. Everybody be on the lookout for Christina tonight and tomorrow when she's wearing her new Nike shoes. Walking
double
around.
Bubbles.
She's going to look fresh as hell.
Double bubbles.
Spray on them, Christina. Protect them. I'll tell you offline what I would recommend.
Cool.
But yeah, those are dope, man. And you guys, I will say honestly, this is one of the most fun sessions we've had ever. This one is very informative. Craig and Christina, and then you guys and what you do. This one we will help push, and this one spelled it down a line of what Ale Max is all about. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys joining us.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? And I know we're probably closing out. When this is all said and done with, right, as we're bringing these communities together, I feel really good about Christina now having a pair of Air Max. We've got Peter Kiley, a pair of Air Max, and he's always talking about, I'm only wearing boots. Do they come in steel toe? And we're like, no, dude.
Oh, whoa.
So I say this to say, might there be a pair of Air Max in your future? And should that be a part of like content that we create to make that happen for next year, right?
I could see that working,
Craig.
Hey, you know, I started my sneaker journey with Aldi's, so, you know. I'm ready to level up.
You
It's yeah, only up from here.
I love it. It's a great story, man.
You gotta start somewhere.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I only have one last thing to say besides thank you, which I'll say again when you guys close out. I'd say, and you were starting to say this, Rich, what's next? What's next is world domination.
but I like you said with deep voice, Greg, like a villain.
Yeah. He said with intent, Al.
World domination. But no, I think that that whole idea of community, there's this thing that I can't recall who I got it from. It was during my time at Coca-Cola, which is kind of like, you know, the biggest marketing, you know, genius in a way. They reinvent themselves a lot of time, you know. So this idea of mass intimacy. And so the idea is that we share this idea out to everyone. There's still the ability to make sure that it stays local or at home, right? So in every space that we, you know, we're able to bring this into, there's a level of like you're a part of a larger, broader community, but it still has a localized flavor through the sneaker communities and then also, you know, the breweries that we would then work with. And so that is the plan, like to scale into other markets. You know, obviously we, you know, started with, you know, like one. And, you know, that was more local. Now we're on to, you know, like, you know, gigantic guys in the Southeast region.
Yeah.
Now then, what does that look like? Moving it, you know, across the country is the plan. And, you know, we've had some conversations about what that could look like in global markets that have like just the same fervor for, you know, sneakers and beer. So that's the ambition, right? That's the goal. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Take it to the max. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Ah, that's what you did there.
Hey, Mitch with the puns.
You already know, man. It's the beer nation is really, really broad, and there's so many ways we can attack and do something using Craig's demon, you know, his villain voice, but there's many ways to attack and take it to a whole nother level. But again, it's about helping a lot of people at the same time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's shout great.
Out to you guys for having us, man.
Yeah. Thank
you. Awesome. Things in the works.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate it. We got Ale, we got Craig, we got Christina on the show today. Going to be at Monday Night Brewing in Atlanta tonight, March 22nd. Monday Night Garage. Yeah, because you guys got three locations. You got the home base and others, but you got the garage. Going to be at the garage tonight. Going to be in Bearded Iris Sylvan Supply in Nashville, Tennessee tomorrow, March 23rd from 4 to 8 p.m. Looking forward to seeing the homies there. Guys, thank you so much for joining. We look forward to seeing you guys there. And we're going to be there tomorrow too. We're going to be we're going to be grabbing the four packs. We're going to be drinking the beer. We're going to be linking up with you guys and just spreading the love. So can't thank you guys enough. And salute to you guys in the craft beer industry. And we'll see you guys next and see you guys soon.
Thank you. Thanks, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.